Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Nun Aleph. It's Elisha Graf filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz. For those listening on YU Torah for the final day, Rabbi Leibowitz will be returning sometime today, and we'll be back saying the shiur tomorrow morning, God willing. So we left off yesterday with the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. We are about to discuss a concept of kol she'eino b'zachar zeh afilu b'bas achas eino, that if anything is incapable, if something is incapable of occurring in sequence, then it is impossible for the things to occur and to take effect if they are attempted to be executed at the same time. So the Mishnah is going to introduce us to a discussion with a situation where a person attempts to give kedushin to both a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister. So as we know, that once you marry a woman, you're not allowed to have relations with her daughter, that's arayas. You're not allowed to have relations with her sister, that's also arayas. So if you try to execute on the kedushin one after the other, if you tried first to be mekadesh a woman and then to give kedushin to her sister or her daughter, the second kedushin obviously would be void. It would not have any impact. So the Mishnah is going to talk, and the Gemara is going to talk about what happens if you try to give kedushin to both of the people at once. So that's going to be the primary. The primary sugya. Along the way, the Gemara is going to discuss some cases of what happens where a person gives kedushin to many women, and in the group of women are a woman and her sister, or a woman and her daughter. Does the kedushin just not work for all of them? For those two, does it work? Does it not work for everybody in the group? The Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a person says, I am going to accept kedushin from you in order to give you my oldest daughter in kedushin. What exactly does that mean? Let's say he has daughters from two wives. Does he mean only the oldest, or maybe he means the oldest in the second group? So we'll see all this stuff at the Gemara. But really, the primary sugya is kol she'eino b'zarah chazeh afilu b'vas achas eino. So let's pick up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hamakadesh Isha Ubita, if a person gives kedushin to a woman and her daughter, O Isha Vachos, or to a woman and her sister, Ka'achas, at once, Eina Mekudashos, then they are not, neither woman is Mekudeshes. Rashi explains that neither kedushin is valid, and we force none of them, and none of them is required to get a get before marrying somebody else, because you cannot marry a woman and her sister, or a woman and her daughter. A ma'isa b'chamesh nashim, and there was a ma'isa where there were five women, abehem she'achios, and in the group of five women were two sisters. V'liket adam echad kilkala shel te'enim, and a person took a basket of dates, v'shelahen ha'isa, and the basket belonged, and the dates were theirs. Vishal Shvias Aisa, and the dates were also of Shvias. The Gemara is going to discuss, not in today's daf, but the Gemara later is going to discuss what the relevance is of the fact that the dates were theirs and that the dates were of Shvias. V'yamar, and what's of relevance to our discussion is that he said, Kolchem Mekudeshes li b'kakolazu, all of you, all five of you, should become Mekudeshes to me with this basket of dates. V'kibla Echas Mehen al yidei kulan, and one of them accepted the basket on behalf of all of them, on behalf of the group. V'yamru Chachamim, and the Chachamim said that Ein Achios Mekudeshos, that the sisters are not mekudashos here. The implication being that the rest of the women, the nachrios, those who are not related, the kedushin does work, but the kedushin certainly does not work for the sisters. It says the Gemara, minani mili. So how do we know this? So Amar Rami Bar Chama Diamar Kra, because the pasuk says Isha El Achusa Lo Sikach, that a man cannot take in kedushin, he cannot have likuchin with the sister of his wife, litzror, to be a tsara. So the diuk is from the fact that it says lo sikach. In other words, that Rashi explains that ein ba'en likuchin, that they don't have a din of likuchin. They are not able to be taken. They are not able to be taken in kedushin. Tosfos, however, says that the diuk is not from lo sikach. However, the reason that the kedushin doesn't take here is because each of these women, if you try to be Mekadesh, a woman and the sister, each of them has a din of Achos Isha, and therefore Kedushin is not tofes by Achos Isha. Why? Because it's a Chi of Kares. In other words, Tosa says, you don't need a drosha of Lusikach. The Torah already told me that I'm not allowed to marry. The Torah already told me that if I marry a woman, I'm not allowed to have relations with her sister because that would be Arayas. I'd be Chai of Kares if I tried to do that. So the reason that the Kedushin doesn't work if you try to give Kedushin to both women at the same time is simply because you can't have Kedushin with a Chi of Kares. It's not a really a drosha from Losikach, but whatever the actual limud is here, we see that you cannot take a woman and her sister in kedushin to become co-wives. So Torah Amr, so the Torah says, Bashash Anasa Torah Zulazu, Lo Ye Lakuchen Afilu Ba'achas Mehen. At a time when they would become tsaros to one another, you cannot establish likuchen. You cannot establish kiddushin even with one of them. So says the Gemara. So Amar Le Rava. So says Rava. If what the Torah is telling me is that I can't have kiddushin with either one of the women if I'm trying to give kiddushin to a woman and her sister, so I don't understand. How could you ever tell me that I'm chayiv kares, that I have an arayas for having relations with the sister of my wife, if what you're telling me is that if I try to give kiddushin to my wife and her sister, that it doesn't work with either of them? Says the Gemara, Iachi, hainu d'chsev v'nichshor nefashas osos mekerev amam, I kiddushin lo tafsiba, kares mi mechayiv. If kiddushin isn't tofes at all with either of these sisters, why in the world would he be chai of kares if he tries to have relations with his sister of his wife? So says the Gemara, Elama Rava, Kra b'zachar zeh. The Pasuk is talking about where he gives kedushin to the sisters one after the other. Ah, so the first time he gives kedushin to the sister, the first sister that he gives kedushin to, it's tofes, because at ground level, before we start with the sister, giving kedushin to the first woman is like giving kedushin to a regular woman. Once he's engaged, once he has kedushin to the first woman, then when he tries to give kedushin to the sister, that second kedushin doesn't work, because Lagabe, the sister of the woman who's already his Arusa, it is a chiyuv kares. However, masnisin kidraba, but the Mishnah is not talking about a case of zeh achar zeh. And echanami, zeh achar zeh, the kedushin is going to work with the first one that you gave kedushin to, and then the second one is going to be usher to you as arayas b'chiyuv kares. The Mishnah we're talking about where you try to do it b'vas achas, and it's the din of rabba. De'amar rabba, kol she'ena b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vas achas eino. Anything that can't take effect one after the other cannot take effect b'vas achas. So the Rifa explains, what does this mean? So we know, b'zeh chazeh, what doesn't take effect? B'zeh chazeh, the first one does take effect, because to him now she's a zara, she is unrelated. The second kedushin with a sister doesn't take effect. So kol she'ina b'zeh chazeh, if the second kedushin to the second sister cannot take effect, afilu b'vas achas eino, says the Ritva, and we don't have to be choshesh that maybe one of the kedushins took place first in sequence, even though we gave them simultaneously. So maybe one of them is mekudeshes, and only it's the second one that's not mekudeshes. The chiddush is that if something can't take effect consecutively, then nothing takes effect. Nothing is valid here when it's done with vasachas. It is not a kedushin with either of the women, because there are two sisters in this group. So gufa, so says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, kol she'ena b'zeh chazeh afilu b'vasachas eino, that the halacha is, according to Rabba, his principle is that anything that can't take effect simultaneously can also consecutively, can also, anything that cannot take effect consecutively also cannot take effect simultaneously. Aceve says the Gemara. The Gemara brings Akasha. Aceve Abaya. Amar b'maiser. If a person gives more than maiser, what does it mean more than maiser? We know the halacha is truma is either 1/40th, 1/50th, and 1/60th, depending on whether it's ayin tova, ayin ra, ayin beinanis. Maiser is 1/10th. So maiser has to be 1/10th of the produce. You can't give 20% of the produce and claim that you're giving maiser. As its name suggests, maiser is only to give 1/10. It's to tithe. So amar beba maiser, if a person gives more than 1/10 of maiser, perosov misukanim, his peros are going to be misukan. In other words, the peros that he gave the maiser from, it will be considered as if he gave maiser from them. Umaiseros mikulkolin. However, his maiser is all messed up. Why? Rashi explains, his maiser is messed up because the Torah prescribes that you give maiser of 10% of your produce and not more. And therefore, of the 20% that he separated, there's no way to determine which of that 20% is actually miser, and which of the 20% is actually tevel, and therefore none of it may be eaten. So says the Gemara, Va'amai, neima kol she'ena b'zer chazeh afilu b'basach hazeino. We should apply Rabba's principle of kol she'ena b'zer chazeh afilu b'basach hazeino. Anything that cannot take effect consecutively also cannot take effect simultaneously. And we know, let's assume that you first separated 10%, so you gave ma'aser, and then you tried to separate another 10%. So would that second 10% take effect as ma'aser? Obviously not, because you already gave 10% in the first time you gave the ma'aser. So just like you can't separate ma'aser more than once, separating more ma'aser than is prescribed in one fell swoop should also be totally ineffective. Just like over here by the sisters. Since the second kedushin with the sister can't take effect, neither kedushin is valid. So too, since you can't give a second ma'aser, neither ma'aser should be valid. So why are we saying that it's ma'aser and tevel muravin zebezeh? It shouldn't be effective at all. So Amar Leih, so he says shani ma'aser deisei lechatzon. Well, ma'aser is different because by ma'aser you can intend to give half. What does it mean you can intend to give half? You can intend to give half of each kernel as ma'aser. The Amar Tiskadesh Palga Dechita Kadsha. So in other words, when the guy is being mafresh 20%, it's not necessarily the case that he's intending to give all 20% of the produce as miser. Maybe he's taking 20%, but he's saying, of this 20% of the produce, I want half of each chita of produce to become miser. So maybe really he's only giving 10%. He's giving it in a very weird way, but maybe he's only giving 10%. So says the Gemara, well, no, we'll prove from somewhere else, from another source, that kol she'ino b'zer chazeh afilu b'vasach haseino. V'arei ma'aser behema, by ma'aser behema, where the halacha is that you have to get all your animals together in a pen, and you let them out one by one, and you designate them each by number, and the one that you designate as the 10th animal is going to be ma'aser. Now, by an animal, you can't say deleka l'chatzon, that you can't say that you're dividing each animal in half. If I try to give two behemoths as ma'aser behema, we can't say, oh, it's valid because really I intend that only half of each behemoth should be given as ma'aser. There's no such thing as a half of behemoth being given as ma'aser. V'leka b'zer chazeh. And I also, let's say I the 10th comes out and I designate it the 10th, and then I try to give the 11th as ma'aser as well. That doesn't work. Yet, v'leka b'zer chazeh v'yama rava, yet rava says, yatsu shnayim ba'asiri, if two leave the pen simultaneously in the 10th slot, the Quran Asiri, and then you call them both Asiri. So Asiri v'chadas are mu'ravin zebazeh. So we see that they have a din of the 10th and the 11th animal mu'urav zebazeh. Rashi says, what din does the 11th animal have? The 11th animal has a din of a shlamim. And therefore Rashi goes through all the various chumras that apply to ma'aser and to shlamim. But you have to apply the chumras of both to them. And the question is why? If I can't designate the 11th animal as the 10th and have it be effective, so why, when the 10th and the 11th animal go out simultaneously, why is there a din of ma'aser here at all? There should not be a din of ma'aser at all because of the din of kol she'ena b'zer chazeh afilu b'vasach haseino. So says the Gemara, shani ma'aser behema de'isa betos. Well, ma'aser behema, it's not quite true that it doesn't take effect b'zer chazeh. It could in a case of tos. What's the case of tos? T'tnan, we learn in a Mishnah. Karalachi Asiri, if the 9th one comes out, and instead of calling it 9, you call it 10, Ulasiri Chi, and then you call the 10th one the 9th, Ula Acharasar Asiri, and you call the 11th one the 10th, so you're all messed up here. Shloshtan Mekudashin. Then they're all Mekudashes. So says the Gemara, why do I have no Raya from Meiser? Why do I have no Raya from Meiser that the principle of Kol Sheina Bazar Chazah, Filo Vavasah Chazeno doesn't work? And the answer is because by Meiser Behema, it is possible to have it bevas achas. It's possible to have bezachazet rather, because it's possible that if all these come out betos, then they would each take effect. Then the kedushin would take effect on each of them. Says the Gemara, there's another case. Vare toda by toda. So toda, what's the case of toda? So the toda is accompanied by 40 loaves of bread, and the lachmei toda are designated before the shechita of the karban, and they become kadosh with the shechita of the karban. And after the shechita, 4 loaves, so 1/10 of the loaves are given to the kohanim, and the rest of the loaves belong to the owner, and they can be eaten by the owner. The owner is supposed to share them with other people. That's why the famous vart, that's why there are so many lachmei toda. It's because the toda is a karban that is being given in thanksgiving, And in order to properly express your thanksgiving, you're supposed to invite other people to a Suta Soda and make sure that you share your karbon and make sure you share your Lachmei Toda with other people. But you have the Lachmei Toda, there are supposed to be 40 of them. The Lesa Betos, where there is no din of toast. What does it mean that there is no din of toast? Rashi says that if he intended to make Lachmei Toda of dark flour, and they turn out to be of light flour, then the Hektish is ineffective. Why is the Hektish not effective? In accordance with the principle of Hektish Betos, Lav Shmei Hektish. That if you try to consecrate something Betos, then it doesn't have a din, then it doesn't have a din of Hektish. So there is no din of toast by Lachmei Toda. V'lesa nami b'zachar zeh. And there is also no din of Zecher Zeh. What does it mean that there's no din of Zecher Zeh? Let's say the guy brings a carbon toda and he designates 40 loaves. Good. And then he tries to designate another 40 loaves. What happens to the second 40 loaves? Do they have any Kedusha? The answer is no. Because the carbon toda comes with 40 loaves. That's it. The Itmar, and we learn, toda shenishchet al shmonim chalos, if a toda was slaughtered, was shechted on 80 chalos, Chizkiya amar kachila arba mitoch shmonim. So Chizkiya says that 40 out of the 80 are kadosh. Rav Yochanan amar lo kachila arba mitoch shmonim. And Rav Yochanan says that none of these loaves are kadosh. So the Gemara is asking Akasha on from Chizkiya Shita that the halacha is that if you designate 40, then you designate another 40. The second 40 is invalid. Yet if you designate 80, Chizkiya says 40 of them are good, 40 of them are not good. Why are 40 of them good? We should apply the principle of Kol Sheina Bazar Chazah Afilu B'Basachas Eino. So, and Rashi says that the Gemara's Kasha is based on Chizkiya, because Chizkiya was Rav Yochanan's Rebbe, and so it's mistaber that the halacha follows Chizkiya. But based on Chizkiya Shita, we should apply the principle of Kol Sheina Bazar Chazah Afilu B'Basachas Eino. So says the Gemara, La'vint Mar Allah, Am Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Kol Modem, Kol Eichad Yomar, Kitchi La'arba Mitoch Shmonim, Kitchi Lo Yiktashu Arbaim, Kachi. If the guy says that 40 out of the 80 should become kadosh, then they're kadosh. Lo yiktashu arbaim eleim kein kachi shmonim lo kachi. If, however, he says that 40 should not become kadosh unless 80 are kadosh, then nothing takes. And in accordance with the principle of kol sheino bazar chazah afilu vasachas eino. So in other words, everybody agrees that if the guy says only 40 should be consecrated, then 40 is consecrated because he's not trying to do everything b'vasachas. Even though he's giving 80, he's saying only 40 of them should become kadosh. So it's not like he's trying to get 80, double the amount to become kadosh at once. Lo nechleku, what's the whole machlokas between Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan? Ela bestam. It's where he doesn't stipulate anything when he gives these 80 loaves. Mar savar lachrayas, lachrayas kamakaven. So one mandi amar says that he intends the second 40 as achrayas on the first 40 in case the first 40 are lost. So in other words, he doesn't intend that this should be a situation of bazar chazeh at all, because he never intends that all 80 should become kadosh. So according to the mandi amar, it says that he only intends that the second 40 should be achrayas. Really, he only had in mind that the first 40 should become kadosh. But and the other mandi amar says amar sarvel karban gadol kamachavein, and the other mandi amar says no, he intended a karban gadol. So if he intended a karban gadol, what it means is that he actually intended that all 80 should become kadosh. And if he actually intended that all 80 should become kadosh, that doesn't work on the principle of kol sheina bazar chazeh afilu b'vasachas eino. If when he gave 80, he never intended that all 80 should become kadosh, rather what he intended was that there should be a karban of 40. And the other 40, the second 40, should serve as achrayis in case the first 40 gets lost, then that's fine. Then the first 40 are in fact kadosh. So Rava Amar, and Rava says, so basically what's happened was we've tried slugging up Rabba of Kol Sheina Bazar Chazah Afilu B'Vasachas Eino from three different sources, and we were docha all three attempted rayas against the Shita of Rabba. Now Rava says, V'Rava Lamalei Lishnuye Kerabba, and Rava says, why do you even have to get into Kol Sheina Bazar Chazah Afilu B'Vasachas Eino? Tepakle Kedushin Shem Esurin Labiyaninu, why doesn't he say that the reason that the Kedushin doesn't work over here by sisters is because it's a Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia, and it's a Kedushin She'ena Mesurin, it's a Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia. Rashi, why is it a Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia? Rashi explains, because we would never know which woman became his wife And therefore, each woman that he has relations with is achos ishto, because we don't know which one of the two was his wife. And we know that the halacha is that a kedushin she'ena mesurin labia, a kedushin where you can't have bia, is lav kedushin. Tosfos over here says that the whole concept of kedushin she'ena mesurin labia, lav kedushin, is only when the iser bia comes al yedei the kedushin. In other words, where he's mekadesh one of two sisters, stam. He doesn't say which one he's mekadesh. Shemikodem akedushin haisa kolachas memutares, because before the kedushin, both of them were mutar. Va'achshav al yedei kedushin nesru shteim, and now through the kedushin, both of them become usher. Aval chayve lavin, however, by a chi of lav, so iser abia loba al yedei kedushin. The iser bia doesn't come al yedei kedushin. Sharemi kodem lachain nesru bebia kamo achar kedushin. So in other words, what Tosfos is bothered by over here? How could you say that kedushin sheina mesurin labia is not kedushin? If so, let's say an almana lekoin gadol or grusha v'chalusa lekoin hedyot. How would that ever be usher? If the kedushin doesn't work, then it's not you're not violating an isser. So he says where the kedushin pre-exists, where the isser rather pre-exists the kedushin, then the kedushin will be mesurin labia. However, where the iser comes al yedei the kedushin, like where usually these sisters, these women as zaros would be permitted, but it's through the fact that you're makadesh both of these women at the same time, that's where the iser stems from. That sort of thing is not going to be Misurin Labia. So says Rava, why do we have to get into Rava? So why does Rava have to answer like Rava that we're talking about Kol She'ena Bazer Chazah Afilu V'Asa Chazeno? Let's simply say that it's a Kedushin She'ena Misurin Labia. So says the Gemara, L'divrei de Rami Bar Chama Kamar. He's answering like Rami Bar Chama. He's answering like Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama wanted to learn the halacha from the pasuk that we quoted on the bottom of the Yamud here of Lo Sikach, the Isha Elachosa Lo Sikach. However, we said that the pasuk clearly states that the pasuk is clearly dealing with the situation of Zachar Zeh, and therefore, if you want to learn the principle of Bavas Achas, then we have to resort to the concept of Rabba. In other words, what we're saying is, why don't we just learn it out from the Pasuk? The Pasuk already teaches me that I don't have Likuchin if this woman is usher to me b'isser kares. And the answer is, because the Pasuk only is implying a situation where they're b'zachar zeh. We wanted to teach me also a situation of Bavas Achas that we learn only from the principle of Rabba, who had taught us that Kol She'ena b'zachar zeh, afilu Bavas Achas, eino. Says the Gemara Vayter, say it's Mar. Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia. Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia. Abaye Amar Havi Kedushin. Abaye says it is good Kedushin. Rava Amar Lo Havi Kedushin. Rava says it is not a valid Kedushin. So Amar Rava, Barahina Asperali. Barahina explained to me like this. Kiikach Ish Isha Uvala. That the basis for my contention that Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia is Lav Kedushin is from the Pasuk. It says Kiikach Ish Isha. When a man takes a woman in Kedushin, Ubala, and he has Bia. So Kedushin HaMesurin Labia have Kedushin, that the only type of Kedushin which is a Kedushin is a Kedushin HaMesurin Labia, where you could be Mekayim the Ubala. Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia, lo havi Kedushin. Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia, where you cannot experience the Ubala after the Kedushin, is not considered to be a valid Kedushin. Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah. Hamakadesh Isha Bita, if a person gives Kedushin to a woman and her daughter, O Isha Vachosa, or to a woman and her sister, Ka'achas, at once, Eina Mekudashas, they are not Mekudashas. Ha'achas Me Isha Ubita, O Isha Me Achosa. However, if you give Kedushin to one of a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, and you don't specify which one, then Mekudashos, then they are Mekudashos. Vamai, Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia Ninu, why are they Mekudashos? It's a Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia. Why is it Eina Mesurin Labia? Because we don't know which one is the wife and which one is the sister, which one is the wife and which one is the daughter. So every time you have Bia with the woman, with who you think is your wife, you might actually be having relations with your wife's sister or your wife's daughter. Therefore, as a result, you're not allowed to have relations with either of the women. So this is a Kedushin She'ena Mesurin Labia. If you're Mekadesh one of the two and you don't specify which one, so why do we say the Kedushin is valid? Why do we say Mekudeshes? So says the Gemara, Tiyufta de Rava, it's a Tiyufta on Rava, so I'm like a Rava. So Rava says, nah, it's not a Tiyufta l'tameich, according to your reasoning, ema seifa, but look at the seifa. Maisa b'chamesh nasim, there was a maisa by five women, v'em shtei achios, and included in the women were two sisters. And a guy took a basket of dates. And he said, all of you should become mekudeshes to me with this kalkala, with this basket. V'yamri chachamim, and the chachamim say, ein achios mekudashos, that the sisters are not mekudashos. So achios hu deina mekudashos. It's only the sisters which are not mekudashos. Hanachrios mekudashos. But the mashmos is that the other three unrelated women are mekudashos. Says the Gemara, say, hey, chedami. So how does it work? Ilei medamar kolchem, if he said kolchem, if he grouped all of them together and said, all of you should become a kudashos to me, then it's like at v'chamar. Then it's a case of at v'chamar v'at v'chamar lo kona. And a case of at v'chamar is not kona. What in the world is at v'chamar? So Rashi explains that at v'chamar is like this. Chamar is code word. I don't know why the Gemara uses this weird lashon, but chamar is code word for an ubar, so for a fetus. So one halacha by a fetus is that you're not allowed to give, you're not allowed to be makna something to a fetus because a fetus has no zchus. A fetus has no zechiyah and can't be kona anything. So if I try to give over something to a living person and a fetus at once, my whole transaction is void because I am not able to give the thing over to the fetus and therefore the living person isn't kona as well. So what we appear to see from this principle of atva chamar is that where I try to do something and part of the transaction is void, the whole transaction is void. So what happened here? So what happened here? There were five women, two of them were sisters, there were three regular women, so the transaction as to the two sisters was void, and I used the lashon of kolcha, meaning I was trying to transact this all at once, and we said that it's void as to the two sisters, but as to the three unrelated people, it works. Why? It should be a case of atva chamar, where I'm trying to wrap into the same transaction something that is feasible from a halachic perspective, something that is infeasible from a halachic perspective. Therefore, none of it should work. So says the Gemara, turning on to Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Elalav Ziyamar Luhu, Achas Mikem. Because the case is, it's not a case of atv chamar. It's a case where he never said kolchem. He said, not all of you should become mekudashos to me. One of you. Viktani ein achios mekudashos. And it says that ein achios mekudashos, that the sisters are not mekudashos. And apparently the reason that the sisters are not mekudashos is because it's a kedushin she'enim asurin labia, because we don't know which one is his wife and which one is his wife's sister. So says the Gemara, well, l'rava kashi reisha. So according to Rava, who says a kedushin she'enim asurin labia is not a kedushin, the reisha was a kasha. L'abaya, but Abaya says a kedushin she'enim asurin labia is kedushin kasha seifa. So the seifa is a kasha. So says the Gemara, well, Abaya mitaritz l'tamei, v'rava mitaritz l'tamei. They'll both explain according to their own reasoning. How? So Abaya Matarz Tamei, Abaya is going to explain according to his own reasoning. If a person gives kedushin to a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, ka'achas, eina mekudashos, they are not mekudashes. Ha'achas me'isha ubita. However, if you give the kedushin to one of a woman and her daughter, me'isha va'achosa, or a woman and her sister, mekudashes, then she is mekudashes. Vim amar aruya labia tiskadesh li. But if you say that haruyu labia is tiskadesh to me, that only that which is roy to bia is mekadesh to me, eina mekudeshes, then it is not going to be mekudeshes. In other words, that it's not going to be a kedushin because of his tnai. Over here, the guy is introducing a tnai. He's saying that only the one who's roi to bia should become mekudeshes to me. Now, because practically speaking, he can't have bia with any of them because he doesn't know which one is his wife and which one is his wife's sister, they're not going to be mekudeshos. Now, however, but kedushin she'enim asurin labia stam without this guy's tanai would be a good kedushin. Now umaisa nami b'chamesh nashar v'em shtei achios. There was also a maisa by five women, two of whom were sisters. V'likat echas kalkala shaltenim, and he took a kalkala shaltenim. V'amar, and now Abaya's reading of the Mishnah is going to introduce this separate stipulation, this tnai of the person. V'yamar haruyali michem tiskadesh li, that the one who's roy to be a should become a kudeshes to me. V'yamar chachamim ein achios mekudashos. And the chachamim say that ein achios mekudashos. So again, Abaya will explain, usually kedushin she'enim asurin labia is a good kedushin. unless you make a tnai and say, I only want the kedushin to take effect if it's roi labia. So Rava Matarso Tame, and Rava is also going to explain according to his own reasoning. Hamakadesh achas meisha ubita. If a person gives kedushin to one of a woman and her daughter, or one of a woman and her sister, nasa kami, it's like nasa kami shekidish isha ubita o isha veachosa kaachas veena mekudashos, and they're not going to be mekudashos. O ma'isenami b'chamesh nashim uveem shtei achios velikat echas kakol shulteina v'amar arei kulchem v'achas m'shtei achios mekudashos li. And he says that kulchem and one of the two sisters should become mekudashos to me b'kakol azu v'yamru chachamem ein achios mekudashos. So Rava will say, so again, the reason that it's not a case of atv chamar is because he says kulchem and one of the two sisters. Now, therefore, lagabe kolchem, it does work because he didn't group them with the sisters. He dealt with the sisters separately. But lagabe the sisters' kedushin does not work. Why? Because what does Rabba say? Rabba says, kedushin sheni mesurin labia is lav kedushin. Therefore, therefore the kedushin is not valid with either of the two sisters. Okay. So says the Gemara Vayter. So Toshma, Hamakadesh es Bito Stam. If a person accepts kedushin for his daughter's Stam, ein abogaros bichlal. He does not intend to accept kedushin for his older daughters. Why? Rashi explains, because a person lacks the capacity to accept kedushin on behalf of his bogeres daughters, and therefore stam, when he accepts kedushin, he doesn't have in mind to accept for his bogeres haktanos bichlal. But it's apparent that he intends to accept kedushin for all of his minor daughters. Vamai kedushin sheni mesurin labia nenu. Why is any of this effective? It's a kedushin sheni mesurin labia because he didn't specify which of his daughters he was accepting kedushin for, and therefore any of his minor daughters lagabe the arus may be achos ishto. Maybe the sister of his wife, because we didn't specify which daughter he was accepting for. The tiyufta la Rava, and it's a tiyufta la Rava. Why would it be mekudashos? It's a kedushin sheni mesurin labia. So melacha Rava. Rava will say hachava mayaskina kish ein sham ela gedola uketana. Why is the kedushin valid? Because there's only one big daughter and one young daughter. So the big daughter he's not accepting kedushin for because he lacks the ability to accept kedushin for a bogeres. He's accepting the kedushin for the younger daughter. Why is it a valid kedushin? Isn't it a kedushin shein mesurin labia? No, it's mesurin labia. Why? Because there aren't two daughters. There's only one young daughter. So we know which young daughter he intended to accept the kedushin for. Says the Gemara, ha bo gros ketani. It says older daughters. So it's mashma that there are multiple older daughters and multiple younger daughters. Says the Gemara, my bogeres the alma. No, bogros doesn't mean that he has many older daughters. What it means is that he's dealing with older girls. Bogros the alma. In other words, stam older. The Mishnah was stam observing that generally bogros would not be included in the kedushin that a person accepts on behalf of his daughters. So yihachi. So if that's the case, what's the chiddush? The guy has the capacity to accept kedushin for his younger daughter, doesn't have the capacity to accept kedushin for his older daughter. There's only one younger daughter, one older daughter. And when the guy says, stam, I'm accepting kedushin for my daughter, he means his younger daughter, not his older daughter. Hello, of course he means his younger daughter, not his older daughter. The younger daughter is the only one that he has the ability to accept kedushin for. Says the Gemara, hacha b'mayaskina deshavyas a shliach. Nah, because the bogeres made the father a shliach to accept kedushin on her behalf. So ma'od etema ki makabel kedusha dadaita didak ha-makabel. I might think that when he's accepting kedushin, on behalf of the bogeres daughter in fulfillment of the shlichus, and maybe he's not accepting it on behalf of his ketana daughter. Kamash malon to lo shavik inish midi disleyanomine, that a person is not going to leave to the side something that he has hana from. Why does he have hana from the kedushin of his daughter who's a ketana? Because he gets to keep the kesef kedushin, and therefore, if his options are, he's going to accept either on behalf of his older daughter who made him a shliach, but she gets the money, or on behalf of his younger daughter where he gets the money, you could be darn sure he's going to accept on behalf of the younger daughter where he gets to keep the money. Says the Gemara, Milo askina d'amra le kedusha lididach. Afilo hachi as milo askin and damar le kedusha le didach. Aren't we talking about a case where the Bogera said, oh, you father, I'm making you a shliach, and you also get to keep the Kedushin? So maybe he benefits in both cases. Says the Gemara, no, still not as much of a benefit. Why? Because a person is not going to leave over a mitzvah that is imposed on him, the avid mitzvah de lo ramiyale, in the for the sake of doing a mitzvah which is not his chiyuv. So in other words, for the bogeres, it's a mitzvah that the bogeres has to get engaged, but it's not the father's mitzvah. So the father's not going to forsake his mitzvah for the sake of doing a mitzvah that goes to somebody else. So tashma mishi yesh lo shtei kite bonos mishtei nashim. If a person has two groups of daughters from two wives, v'yamar, and he says kidashti es biti hagdola, I gave over my older daughter in kedushin, ve'ini yadeh, and we don't know im gedola shebegdolos, if it was the older of the, and I should say the case in the Mishnah is where he had two wives. First he married one wife, then he married the other wife. So the Mishnah's assumption, the Bryce's assumption is that the first two daughters from the first marriage are both older than the two daughters from the second marriage. Okay, so v'ini yadeh im gedola shebegdolos. We don't know if he intended the gedola shebegdolos, the older of the older set, v'im gedola shebegtanos, or the older daughter of the younger set of girls, im ktana shebegdolos, or the younger daughter from the older set of girls, shehi gedola min agdola shebegtanos, who is still older than the older daughter in the younger set of girls. Kulan asuras, they're all asur. What does it mean they're all usher? It means that they're all usher. They're all usher to other men unless they get a get from the arus, because the kedushin could have taken effect with either of these girls, with any of those three girls, chutz miktana shebiktanos, except for the youngest of the youngest set. She is certainly not included in this kedushin. Divrei Rav Meir. So says Rav Meir. Now, if the situation is that all of these require a get, the question is why it's a kedushin shenim asurin labia, because you never know which of the girls he intended to give over in kedushin, and therefore each of them may be achos ishto. Says the Gemara, hachav mayaskinan kishahukru l'besof nisarvu. Over here we're talking about a case where at one point we knew which girl it was, and therefore at that point it was a kedushin shemisurin labia, and therefore it's definitely a valid kedushin. Then all the girls mixed up and you forgot which one was your wife, and so now misafek, all of these three, the three older ones who are potentially called gedolos, would require a get. The only one who doesn't require a get is the one who no way could be called gedola, that is the younger of the youngest of the younger set. Dekanami, Araya, Dektani, Eina, Yodea, it says now he doesn't know which one his wife is. Veloktani, Ein, Yodua, it doesn't say it is not known. It's not known is mashma that it was never known. He doesn't know is mashma that at one point it was known, but now just he doesn't know. Shmamina. So, I hachi, but my lamemra. So, but then what's the chiddush? Of course they require a get. He had a valid kedushin. It's possible that his kedushin could have been with either of these three older girls. We know it definitely wasn't with the youngest girl. So everyone requires a get misafek. So my lamemra, lafuke mit Rav Yossi. It comes to exclude Rav Yossi. What does Rav Yossi say? The amar lamochas inish nafshe lisfeka. That a person would never insert himself into a suffix situation, and therefore, according to Rav Yossi would say that when the person says gedola, he never would have meant anything other than the oldest of the older set of daughters, because a person never would have used such ambiguous language to insert himself into a suffix. Maybe it's the younger of the older set, maybe it's the oldest of the younger set. He wouldn't have done that. Kamash Malan, the machesinish nafshe lishveka. We see over here a raya against Rav Yossi. It's obvious that a person will insert himself into a situation of suffek, because we don't know how to interpret his lashon of the oldest. Says the Gemara, Tashma, mi shekidish achas mishtei achios, if a person gives kedushin to one of two sisters, v'ini yodea ezel kiddush, and he doesn't know which sister he gave kedushin to, no saying get lezu v'get lezu. He gives a get to both of them. So says the Gemara again, why does he have to give a get to both of them? This should be a kedushin sheni misur and labia. Hachav ma'askinen kishokru v'sofim sarvu. Yeah, well, originally we knew which one he was engaged to, but then They were mixed up. So it was originally a Kedushin Shemesur and Labia. Dekanami, another Raya, Dektani, Eni Yadea, Veloktani, Eni Yadua. So it says Eni Yadea, it doesn't say Eni Yadua. It's mashma that at one point they did know who was who. Says the Gemara, well, Ihachi, if that's the case, my Lamemra. So again, what's the Chiddush over here? So says the Gemara, Seifa Tzrichale, we need it for the Seifa. Why? What does the Seifa say? Mace, because if this Aruz died, Velo Ach Echad, and he has one brother, Secholetz Lishteim. So he has to give Chalitza. So he has to give chalitza to both of these women. Why? Because each of these women is possibly a yavama, and therefore they both need chalitza. Why can't he perform yibam on any of them? Because again, we don't know who his brother was married to. So each of these women might be the yavama, but it also might be achos. It might also be achos kukaso. It might also be the sister of the yavama who's zakuk to him in yibam. And Achos Kukaso is Asur Midrabanan. And he can't perform Chalitz on one and Yibam on the other, because the one that he performs the Yibam on may be Achos Chalutzaso. And that's, again, a relationship that's going to be Asur Midrabanan. So therefore, if he has one brother, the brother has to perform Chalitz on both of them. Hailoshtayim, however, if he had two brothers, Achas Choletz V'Achas Miyabim, then one brother can perform Chalitza, and the other brother can perform Yibam. Rashi says it specifically has to be in this order, that after the first brother performs Chalitza on the first woman, the other brother can perform Yibam on the second, Mimanafshach. Because if she's actually the Yavama, great, so he did Yibam. And if not, then the Zika of the widow ended, and let's say the first woman who got the Chalitza was actually the Yavama, so the Zika ended with the Chalitza of the first brother, and therefore, when he's doing Yibam on the second sister, it's no longer Achos Kukaso, because the Zika was broken with Chalitza that was done by the first brother. But the first brother can't do Yibam. Why? The first brother can't do Yibam because it's going to be an Isser of Achos Chalutzaso. Because having already done the Chalitza on the first sister, he then can't do Yibam on the second sister, because for him, it's Achos Chalutzaso. To his brother, it's not Achos Chalutzaso, because it's not Chalutzaso. The only problem is by the Zika, but the Zika was already broken when the first brother did the Chalitza. Says the Gemara, V'im kidmu v'kinsu, if one of them jumped the gun and did yibam, ein motzianosa miyadan. So in other words, Rashi says, although the first brother may possibly have violated the Isra Drabanan of Achos Kukaso, he's no longer in violation of it once the second one does Chalitza. So once there's a Chalitza done here, it's going to be fine at the end of the day, but the preferable sequence is for the first brother to do Chalitza on the first sister, and then for the second guy to come and do yibam. So dafka michlat vadu yavume, but it's dafka to do Chalitza and then do Yibam. Avo Yivume v'hadar chala v'hadar michlats lo deka paga b'achos kukaso. Because then there's a danger that he's going to, that the first one to do Yibam might be violating the Isser of achos kukaso. So why do I need to learn this brisa if it's so partial to me which sister was originally engaged? So the reason that you have to teach me this brisa is for the complicated case of Yibam that the Seifa of the brisa deals with. Okay, so we're going to pick up with more rayas in the sugya of Kedushin Sheinu Masurin Labia tomorrow morning, God willing, five lines from the bottom here with Rabbi Leibowitz.